Maaaring mapilitang pag-isipan ng mga nagtitinda ang kanilang estratehiyang ginagamit upang makaakit ng mga mamimili ayon sa lumabas na resultang ginawa ng University of Sydney Business School na nagsabing tinatanggihan ng mga mamimili ang mga promosyon na gumagamit ng scratchy at trivia questions. Ayon kay Professor Donald Briley, ang resulta ay malamang na kumumbinse sa mga nagtitinda na baguhin ang kanilang paggamit ng mga palaro para sa mga mamimili. Ang mga ito ay epektibo upang makatulong sa pagbebenta pero para sa ilang uri ng mamimili lamang at sa ilalim ng partikular na kondisyon. Niyaya namin si Professor Briley upang bigyan tayo ng karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa ginawa nilang pagsusuri. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Louis.
What else have you found in this survey that you made?
Well, what we find is that marketers have tried to leverage the idea that people really love games. So they use games as a way to distribute deals to people. And a very good example of this are scratch and win cards, where basically instead of having a coupon that gives people a deal, there is a game whereby the consumer needs to scratch off a opaque surface to see if they've won something, and the card reveals that they've won for a product.
And that doesn't seem to attract customers?
Well, this is the interesting thing. It does for some customers. This can be effective for some, but interestingly, our research shows that certain customers are more likely to reject a deal if it comes through a game of this sort rather than being a more standard, say, coupon-style deal.
I'm beginning to conclude that they don't want a game of chance. They want to be certain that they will get something.
It's related to that. It has to do with the fact that people like to have freedom of choice. So those who value the ability to freely choose sort of recognize when a game occurs that they're being steered towards a particular outcome and steered towards buying, and they don't like that, so they react against that influence.
I noticed that in your report they said that people with Anglo background are much likely to accept this than their Asian counterparts. Is that right?
That's right. The Anglos are more likely to reject deals when they come through games as compared to their Asian counterparts. So Asians, we found, really do embrace these games and in some cases are more likely to buy through a game than through a non-game vehicle. Anglos were the opposite. Anglos tend to be higher in terms of their need for free choice, in terms of their desire to maintain freedom to choose. And so they're more likely to reject these game-based deals.
All right. It also somehow applies to purchases of discounted coffee?
Yes, that's right. One of our studies was run in a cafe, and we gave away coupons in the cafe for $1 off a coffee. And those coupons were either a standard coupon that just said $1 off, or it was a scratch and win game card where one had to scratch off an opaque surface in a game style fashion to discover that they had won the $1 off. We targeted Asian and Anglo consumers with these coupons and scratch cards. And what we found was very interesting. For the standard coupons, Anglos were slightly more likely to buy the deal than their Asian counterparts. But that pattern reversed when we looked at games. So Anglos were 20% less likely than Asians to buy the deal when the deal came through a game.
So they're more likely to be certain about what they're doing rather than a game of chance.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And in addition, this idea that the game sort of is trying to manipulate them is something that they reject, that Anglos in particular are very uncomfortable with.
How far have you brought this survey? Have you passed this on to retailers in some ways?
We are in the process of having discussions with a number of retailers in various industries, particularly those that are heavy in terms of their use of game. You know, many sort of fast food restaurants, for example, use game formats in order to pass out deals, and other types of retailers as well. And we are having a lot of discussions with these different retailers were very interested in this idea that they need to be more careful with their use of games.
That's true. Okay, we've been speaking with Professor Donald Braley of the University of Sydney Business School. Thank you very much for your time, Professor.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yan ang ating panayam kay Professor Donald Braley ng University of Sydney Business School tungkol sa paggamit ng makapalaro upang makaakit ng mamimili ang mga nagtitinda sa New South Wales.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.